Welcome, dear friends, to day 9 of our prayerful journey. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most holy God, we humbly prostrate ourselves before thy infinite majesty, and we adore thee and dedicate to thy glory the devout prayers which we now present to thee as an act of devotion to your servant, Saint Padre Pio, whose intercession we are now imploring. O most loving Saint Padre Pio, you were very devout in the service of God, always encouraging others to obey God's laws and the teachings of the Catholic Church. Obtain for us, we beg you, not only the graces that we are asking, if it would be God's will, but most importantly obtain for us the conversion and salvation of our souls, so that someday we may be united with Jesus, Mary, and you for all eternity. Finally, help us to accept God's will in all things, even if it runs contrary to our own likes or desires. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May God hear and answer our prayer according to his holy will and for his greater glory. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. Thank you for joining us on this spiritual journey. If you wish to be more involved in our Padre Pio apostolate and help us reach more souls, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. Also, we have Masses celebrated for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during their lifetime. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime, rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It's simple to join. Click the link in the description below to find out more.